This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast with Dylan and Dean.
We have a very special guest now, Dean. It's very exciting on Mad Wednesday.
We've never done something like this before, have we?
No, a singer, performer, vocalist. Very, very much more talented than I am.
Oh, yes.
It is
very true.
We welcome to Mad Wednesday, Seb Mond.
Hello, Seb. How are you?
How are you?
Very good. Now, this is a pretty exciting day for you today because you're debuting not just your single, but a music video at the same time as well.
Yes, double whammy.
Look at you, like, let's just be ambitious. Let's just dive on in. Why just do one? Why ease your way in? Let's just knock it out of the park straight from the start.
Yeah, I thought I'd just, like, give everyone a big whack across the face with kind of me, I guess.
So what made you want to do that? What made you want to take that approach?
I think it's like, my debut release, so I wanted to really just jump in the music industry with a jump straight in, I guess. I didn't want to put the audio out, and then like a few weeks later to put the video out. I kind of just wanted to, go all out.
Well, I guess it always pays when you're going to start to make a big impact. And making an impact is certainly something that you do very well. Now, you have busked a lot on Bourke Street, and Joy happens to be near Bourke Street, so we're very aware of you. And that's where you've kind of honed your skills, I'm told, busking on
Bourke Street. Yeah, for the last, years, I've really been that's how I vibe, like, I'm a full-time musician. So,
how many years have you been doing that for?
I've been doing that for about 3 years.
Wow,
decent.
Yeah, so it's been amazing. Like, generosity of the city has, like, really given let me do this as, like, a full-time job and stuff.
Have you busked in other cities? What are the reception outside of Melbourne?
No, I haven't busked in other cities. Just Melbourne.
Oh, nice. Nice. Keeping it local. And your debut single is called Battleground. Tell us a little bit about Battleground, what that means to you. Is it the battleground of getting people's attention on the street?
not so much. Battleground's, like, really, for me, I guess, like, everyone can take it in their own way, and that's the thing about music is, like, you can really take it your own way. But for me, it's a reflection of us as humans and destroying ourselves and others around us just to feel alive. So, like, our bodies are a battleground. And it's also about, like, rising through the hate and pain and kind of coming on top. That's, like, pretty much how I feel when I wrote it.
And is this one, have you tried this out while you've been busking to see what the response has been like?
Yes, I have. I actually tried it a few times, and my phone was like, oh, my God, that sounds familiar. Not that I, like, stole it from anyone, I don't think. But, like, it's nice that, people really do receive well to this song, and it's always, like, really nice. Sometimes I even play, like, songs that I wrote for other people, so I write for other people, and they're like, oh, my God, what's that song? And I'm like, I can't tell you, I can't tell you because it's actually for someone else. But, like, it's always a good place to test kind of your songs on the street to see how people react. Are they stopping? Are they walking past? Is this, like, a good song? Is this not? And it's kind of like a nice little, it's like a nice little thing to have, I guess, as a songwriter, being able to test your songs secretly without really releasing them.
And I guess that's a really interesting space in which you kind of do that, because it's one thing to be in a studio or one thing to be playing music for people who know you or understand your sound. But when you're out on the street, that's a lot more of a genuine response, whether it's a person chucking you some coins or just giving you a look or standing and watching what you do. You get a much more genuine response.
Totally.
Now, should we let your music speak for you? Should we give a little bit of a play of your debut single, Battleground, and then chat to you a little bit more?
That would be amazing. Thank you so
Let's
much.
Do it. Let's do it.
This is Mad Wednesday on Joy. This is Battleground by Seb Mond. You are on Australia's only LGBTI radio station.
I come alive in the dead of night. No fear when I face the fight. No fear when I face the fight. Cause my body is a diamond mine, but we blow it out with dynamite. Yeah, we do it just to feel alive. Cause I got you on your knees, begging please. I'm fighting a war in my mind. I'm sorry, not sorry, you need me. Cause I'll just be chasing this high. This time I'll rise. You're never gonna push me down. This time I'll fight. You're never gonna push me. My body is a battleground. Yeah, my body, my body, my body, my body. Yeah, my body, my body, my body, my. We shout it out like a battle cry. You better run for the hills and hide. Better run for the hills and hide. But when it's looking like we won't survive, yeah, we'll get up from the dust and rise. Yeah, we'll get up from the dust and rise. You're never gonna push me down. This time I'll fight. You're never gonna push me. Never gonna push me. Never gonna push me. Cause my body is a battleground. You're my body, my body, my body, my. You're my body, my body, my. This is gonna be a bloodbath, bloodbath. Yeah, you better watch your back now, boy. This is gonna be a bloodbath, bloodbath. I crack your crown, cause it's a toy. This is gonna be a bloodbath, bloodbath. Yeah, you better watch your back now, boy. This is gonna be a bloodbath, bloodbath, bloodbath. Cause I got you on your knees, begging please. I'm fighting a war in my mind. I'm sorry, no sorry, you need me. Cause I'll just be chasing this high. Cause my body is a battleground.
You're listening to Mad Wednesday, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Every Wednesday on Joy 94.9.
And that was Battleground by Seb Mont, and he is still with us on Mad Wednesday.
That was absolutely fantastic, Seb. That was great.
Thank you so much.
It must be really exciting after putting all that work in to finally be able to release your debut song.
It is totally like a big release right now because I have like seriously put in so much work, not only with the song but also the video, which has like cost me a lot and like a lot of time and energy. So it is like nice to kind of let go of everything and let everyone else kind of take it as theirs, I guess.
So when you're doing that and deciding to debut and put the video together, and you've put a lot of work into that as well, haven't you? That's gone up on your YouTube channel.
Yeah, that's like I put in a lot of work and time and had like an amazing crew of people that helped with that. And yeah.
It must have been pretty exciting to film that and get that all together.
Totally, yeah. It was a big one. It's super inspired actually by the 1982 film Blade Runner. So it's kind of got this like nostalgic, futuristic vibe, which I feel like really reflects the music. It's almost quite cinematic, cinematic in ways. And that's like what really inspired the video and the music for me. Like for me, I get a lot of my inspiration from visual things. So this like whole project was really inspired by like 1920s kind of 80s/futuristic movies, I guess.
It must be really exciting to kind of mix that together within the sounds and things like that.
Yeah, it is. It's super experimental as well. And like, I went to like a synth museum where like there's a lot of really old like instruments and like went there and played around with different sounds, especially like original 1920s synths and stuff, which was like really cool. But yeah, it was amazing.
Are you a good actor? You're clearly a good singer. Acting in a music video a bit harder. Did it come to you naturally, or was it a bit of a work in progress?
I don't know. I didn't act too much. I acted like a little bit in this video. I mean, it's like kind of, I guess just like some arm movements. I was meant to do choreography, but like I'm not the best dancer. So, but yeah, it was okay. Like I felt like I could have possibly acted a bit better, but I guess it's my first acting film, so...
I guess everyone's got to start somewhere, don't they?
You got to start somewhere with the acting, yeah, totally.
It's true, and now it's time to just keep on hitting the studio and start creating and building more music, yeah?
Yeah, I'm totally just working on lots of new music. I'm writing, as I said, for other artists. I've got some really exciting stuff coming up for myself and, like, songs that I've written, co-written, and it's just really exciting.
Well,
every few months I'll hopefully be releasing a new song, and
And your Facebook page is where it's all at, and that's facebook.com/SebMontMusic.
We're going to put that up on our Mad Wednesday Facebook page so everyone can get those details, follow that, and check out the music video for themselves, which you absolutely should be doing. Seb, congratulations on debuting not just the music video, but your song Battleground as well, and letting us share that with the listeners here on Joy. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Dylan and Dean.
Oh, it's been great. He's gone from the street, gone to the studio, and now he's here on Joy.
There's plenty of ways you can support Mad Wednesday. You can take a load off Dean by making an appearance on his behalf at LGBTI functions and events, or help Dylan by cleaning his bedroom. That place is a pigsty. Or you could simply rate and review this podcast so more people get to know about Mad Wednesday. Help this Joy podcast grow.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.